Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of February 14, 2009. I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Employers aid nursing moms. A corporate-sponsored initiative to make it easier for women to breastfeed in the workplace was launched February 9th and aims to persuade employers that allowing women to pump their breast milk at work is beneficial for their companies. Allowing the practices promotes better health as well as a higher employee satisfaction, according to the coalition of groups behind it. The initiative, from Corporate Voices for Working Families, Abbott Industries, Working Mother Media, and 10 other companies, offers a toolkit for employers, including recommendations on how to support workers who breastfeed, as well as a guide for nursing mothers. The guide specifically addresses barriers faced by many lower-wage and hourly working women, who often lack the ability to pump milk at work, and are more likely to curtail breastfeeding when they return to the job after pregnancy. Eyebrow-raising headlines have run around the world since ABC News aired footage of actress Selma Hayek breastfeeding another woman's baby, ABC reported on February 11th. Hayek met a woman who did not have enough milk to feed her own baby, so she took the infant and fed it on camera, and said it was an attempt to feed a hungry child as well as to reduce the stigma on breastfeeding women. More news to cheer this week. After a three-year, $90 million trial to test Pro-2000 microbicide, researchers are hailing the results as a major breakthrough, a first in the otherwise perfect failure record of scientists hoping to develop an anti-HIV gel for women, Science Now Daily News reported. Previous trials to test microbicide gels have either proved them ineffective or even harmful to women. While the Pro-2000 trial did not reach statistical significance, the results indicate that the gel, which can be applied by women without their sexual partner's participation, reduced the risk of HIV transmission by 30%. In Malawi, the Coalition of Women Living with HIV/AIDS is helping its members to grow nutritious crops to improve their health, Voices of America reported. Three-quarters of the HIV-positive Malawians are malnourished, and some government policies deny women the right to own farm resources. The group works with women to help them grow vegetables and corn, and some women have been able to raise goats and chickens. Utah Governor John Huntsman supports civil unions for same-sex couples, the Salt Lake Tribune reported. Huntsman's position clashed with his Republican Party's stance, which controls the state's legislature, and the 70% of Utah residents who oppose civil unions in a recent poll. A state representative from Salt Lake City, Jackie Bukupski, recently abandoned an effort to overturn the state constitutional ban on same-sex marriage, but called Huntsman's newfound support for civil union a door to walk through. Meanwhile, on February 12th, equal marriage activists staged protests as same-sex couples applied for marriage licenses at agencies across the country, the Associated Press reported. In New York City, hundreds of couples were turned away. The California Supreme Court on March 5th will review the November passage of Proposition 8, which prohibited same-sex marriage in the state. A song called Ramping Shop was the breaking point for Jamaican authorities fed up with song lyrics that degrade women, the Interpress Service reported. So-called daggering songs with sexually explicit lyrics have now been officially banned from broadcasting. Women's rights activists applauded the censorship. Every single one of us knows the difference between art and vulgarity, between culture and lewdness, columnist Betty Ann Blaine wrote. And now for the downside of news, Cheers! Democrats skip reproductive health. Abortion law reforms have been placed on the back burner by congressional Democrats, who increased their ranks in the November elections, the LA Times reported. One bill, the Freedom of Choice Act, that President Barack Obama championed as a candidate, has not been introduced in the new Congress. It would restrict states from limiting the access of abortion, guaranteed by the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The lack of official status for the bill hasn't prevented the U.S. Conference of Bishops from launching a postcard lobbying campaign against it. In Texas, Catholic clergy bless 8 boxes of postcards and will send around 60,000 cards to congressional representatives. The Catholic campaign has labeled the bill the most radical abortion legislation ever considered in the United States. Even though reproductive health issues were not a top legislative priority for states last year, 17 laws were enacted in 10 states relating to abortion, according to a February 10th legislative analysis released by the New York-based Guttmacher Institute. They included measures to require ultrasounds for women before receiving an abortion and allowing medical care providers to refuse to provide services. More news to share this week. 4 female journalists were kidnapped, stripped naked, and marched through the streets in Kenema, Sierra Leone, on February 7th, the BBC reported. Journalists were attacked because they criticized the widespread practice of female genital mutilation in the West African nation, where the United Nations estimates that 94% of women have been cut. The ordination of female bishops in the Church of England won't occur until 2014, at the earliest, after a proposal before an official synod was sent back to a review committee for revisions, The Guardian reported. The decision opens up the proposal to new efforts to stem it, or it could be rejected outright, closing the door to female ordination altogether. The proposal has been drafted as a compromise, allowing traditionalist clergy to evade serving under women, while allowing women to obtain high posts in some jurisdictions. Signs of anti-women fundamentalism are on the rise in India, Reuters reported, and the growing number of independent urban women are making it an easy target for religious conservatives. One group, known as the Indian Taliban, violently attacked women in a pub in Mangalore because they were engaging in immoral activities. A Hindu woman was kidnapped for sitting next to a Muslim man, and couples caressing in public have been harassed. In response, thousands of Indians planned to send cartons of pink panties to the fundamentalist group on Valentine's Day. Fox News host Bill O'Reilly referred to the veteran journalist Helen Thomas as the Wicked Witch of the East on his February 9th show. The Women's Media Center has launched a campaign to demand an apology. To date, more than 10,000 complaining emails were sent to the cable network. Thomas has covered the White House since John F. Kennedy was president. During the George W. Bush administration, she was asked to move to the back row of seats during press conferences and give up her traditional front row seat. During President Obama's first conference, Thomas was back in the front row. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor of Women's E-News. Vita Henley Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found on the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anumaray Roque.